The St. Croix River runs from northern Wisconsin to near the Twin Cities area, and it will be the 200-mile stretch of the upper St. Croix where the ban will begin on these water bikes, often called jet skis. This is the first outright ban in Wisconsin, which singles out personal watercraft. Individual lakes may ban all boats with motors, but can't exclude water bikes only, according to the State Department of Natural Resources. This ban is on land controlled by the federal government. The other national park in the state, the Apostle Islands, also expects to make the same move later this year. Apostle Islands Lakeshore Director Jerry Banta says most people who use national parks don't like the noise and speed of water bikes.
We certainly get a lot of complaints about them, but in general, it's felt that national park areas, with a few exceptions, are set aside for as much as possible solitude for enjoyment of resources.
Personal watercraft use in the Apostle Islands is sparse now, says Banta, because the cold Lake Superior water isn't as attractive as the warmer water of inland lakes. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Mike Simonson in Superior, Wisconsin.